This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When you consider all the possible fixes being discussed for struggling big cities like Detroit, there is an idea being offered up that has truly stood the test of time: attract more immigrants. It's the way cities have been built all through American history. You open the doors to people who are hungry for a new life, for new opportunities, and then you watch them pour their energy into building new businesses, improving their homes and neighborhoods, and attracting more new residents as family members follow from the old country. But immigrants are not coming to Detroit, and that's something my next guest hopes to change. Steve DeBachman is the director of Global Detroit. So far, Global Detroit has launched over a half dozen distinct initiatives to make Southeast Michigan and Detroit more welcoming to immigrants. Steve, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Cynthia.
Well, it's real clear that Metro Detroit has a percentage of foreign-born immigrants. It's pretty similar to the rest of the nation, but tell us, what's the percentage within the city of Detroit?
Yeah, so we just completed Global Detroit, a demographic study, and looked at how many foreign-born there are in the region and where they live. And what we found is that, you know, Detroit metro area, Southeast Michigan, really is one of the Midwest bright shining points of attracting immigrants. And the region is the second most foreign-born after Chicago. But what we see is a marked distinction between the city of Detroit and the surrounding counties. The counties are all close to 10% or more foreign-born, which is relatively close to the national average, and twice that of the state of Michigan. Detroit, however, is close to 5% foreign-born and is half the national average and less than the average in the state of Michigan.
And you point out in the piece you wrote on ModelDMedia.com, Detroit has the lowest percentage of immigrants of any of the 25 largest cities in the nation. So why do you think this disparity exists?
Well, I think that immigrants have bypassed Detroit for the suburban communities for the same reasons that African-Americans and other folks in the region have chosen to relocate to the suburbs. There are still new immigrant groups coming into the city, but you're often seeing up and out instead of the kind of immigrant enclaves that you would see in Chicago or Philadelphia, Boston, New York, or other cities. And so the perceptions of safety, the issues of public services, the location of jobs and employers, those are all reasons, the schools, that immigrants are choosing to settle in the suburbs and bypass the city of Detroit.
And yet it's such a battle cry for you and for Global Detroit that the city can benefit by having foreign-born residents. Give us an idea, Steve DeBachman, the unique benefits to a city that immigrants bring.
Detroit is actually got some great appeal for some of the foreign-born. It's got very low-cost real estate. There are lots of retail opportunities and spaces that are abandoned that might have somewhat lower demand, but frankly are underserved. And there are many Detroiters who want to have retail in their neighborhood. And so it's fairly easy for immigrant groups like the Bangladeshi have done and Hamtramck and like the Yemenis have done in Dearborn and like the Hispanic community has done in Southwest Detroit, to build enclaves where their native tongue is spoken, where they're integrating and creating new communities with Detroiters, long-term Detroiters. And the benefits for Detroiters, as the former state representative from Southwest Detroit, I can tell you that improved safety from more eyes and ears on the street, more utilization of the parks and the schools to stabilize them, more economic activity, and then obviously from in the wake of the bankruptcy, more tax revenue for the local unit of government.
Now, you talk about this idea of micro economies existing within these ethnic enclaves. So give us a real good example. And do they help support the city at large?
Oh, absolutely. If you look, for example, at the grocery stores in Southwest Detroit, you can find a half dozen really blossoming grocery stores that exist. They cater to the Hispanic community. This would include Prince Gigante Valley. It would include Honeybee Market, E&L Meats, and many others. The community comes from Mexico and other countries in Latin America where there's a tradition of going to your local market, of buying fresh produce, of shopping for fresh meats and for cooking at home and not utilizing some of the other, you know, fast food establishments and other things sometimes. And so These markets are well-stocked, and you've seen that not just Hispanics, but people all across the city of Detroit are coming to Southwest Detroit because of the quality of its grocery stores. And a grocery store can be a real community revitalization tool.
Steve, talk to us about the initiatives that Global Detroit's launching with the hopes of attracting more immigrants to Detroit.
Well, we are a regional initiative. We do see our work in the city of Detroit is very important to the entire region, but we also work in Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, and Washtenaw counties. Some of our work is focused on the highly educated and skilled immigrants that are empowering the new economy, the tech industries. In fact, immigrants have created over a third of the high-tech firms over the last 10 years in our state. And so we've launched the first international student retention program in the country to retain international students from Michigan colleges and universities. We have launched a regional welcoming initiative as part of the Welcoming America national campaign to build immigrant-friendly communities, and we are in Hamtramck, Sterling Heights, and in the Chadsey Condon neighborhood in Southwest Detroit. We've launched a welcome mat to connect new arrivals with traditional integration services, including English language classes, citizenship classes. And in the city of Detroit, we have launched a very exciting initiative called Prosperous Detroit that seeks to tap into the hidden talents of immigrants and African Americans and low-income communities. And this is a micro-enterprise training, lending, and development program. We hope to be a national leader in creating and sustaining businesses, small businesses, many in the service industry, so construction trades, landscaping, janitorial services, food making services, you know, seamstresses, all those kinds of things that folks in Detroit have been doing for generations to sustain themselves, but turning them into profitable businesses and businesses that that build communities.
Looking in the future, Steve Tobachman, and as the director of Global Detroit, you're going to be a part of the conversation. When the bankruptcy is in the rearview mirror, when Kevin Orr is gone and there is a mayor, there is city council, what can those leaders do in the city of Detroit and then in other struggling Michigan cities to attract more foreign-born residents and keep them in the city instead of using it as a jumping-off point for the suburbs?
The biggest thing people can do is to lay out the welcome mat and to be welcoming. This is not about any kind of special incentives or tax benefits for immigrants, but it is about creating integrated communities that work. And if we are welcoming to the folks that are already here, they will bring other folks. That is the most successful way to build immigration pipelines for international investment, for international talent, and for new residents in Michigan. We're the only state that lost population over the last 10 years, and really the only growth we've seen in the United States has been through international immigrations, and that's particularly true for cities. There are a number of sort of economic gardening or low-cost things people can do to be welcoming. They can make sure that there's access and information about nonprofits that help integrate immigrants, and then they can look at the talent needs that their industries have, be they in information technology. And, of course, we want to encourage long-term Michigan residents to get those skills to fill the needs in the healthcare industry and the IT industry and in engineering. And at the same time, there are shorter term opportunities that the international community brings through international students. And we've found that just by creating Global Talent Retention Initiative, the country's first international student retention program, we're getting inquiries from Ivy League schools, from PhD chemists at Kansas State University, from all across the country, because nobody has really marketed themselves as a place where international talent, international investment can come. And given Michigan and Detroit's challenges over the last decade and the transformation that we're going from a high-wage manufacturing community to being more of a knowledge-based economy, we think it's important that this tool be part of the toolkit that Michigan communities have, that the city of Detroit has. This has been a time-tested strategy, and I challenge someone to find significant urban revitalization anywhere in America over the last 10 years that hasn't included at least some component of international migration, of immigration at its core. And it's about integrating those populations with the existing population to creating the American dream for all of us.
Certainly no shortage of ideas from our guest, Steve Tobachman, Director of Global Detroit. Thank you for sharing those ideas with us today, Steve.
Thanks so much for having me.